Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. If you missed last episode, we did our first ever mock draft, which is irrelevant after this long week of free agency. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I mean, with the news that's dropping as we're talking about this, I'm getting a little more upset. But overall, it's been a good overall week. You know, free agency's kind of made me a little mad, I won't lie. But
yeah,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm actually doing really great as a Steelers fan. I am everything that I've wanted them to do, they have done, which I am very happy about, and more. Which they added Roquan Smith, which I don't think he'll have the same production he did in Baltimore, but I still think he will have great production. But I am so happy. I'm excited. This has been a crazy week of free agency. But yeah, you want to just jump right into free agency?
Yes. All right. Do we just want to talk about all the moves, or do you want to talk about, like, because originally, so I'll bring this up. Originally, we said we probably would talk about wide receivers in this episode, but with all the news that's just happened, it didn't feel right, you know?
Yeah, it would be like a 2.5 hour episode. Because we could go really in-depth in these receiver, each one of them. And free agency is just going crazy. So we could have talked about that for hours. So, but you want to just talk about the two most recent moves that literally just happened 10 minutes
ago? Great moves. Okay, actually, terrible move for the Chargers.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Terrible move. That's not the guy you got to move. Your wide receiver core now consists of just Johnston.
And Palmer.
That's just gross. And all you got was a fourth out of it. But I guess that makes sense with the money. I said something like this would happen. I didn't expect it to go the wide receivers. You said the wide receivers, both of them. I expected one of the wide receivers and then one of the defenders. But both the defenders ended up restructuring. So I was kind of shocked about that.
Yeah, I mean, I like this from a Chargers standpoint. Getting rid of two, it's kind of crazy. Getting rid of both of the receivers is kind of crazy. But in my eyes, I see it as just clearing up the cap and just basically just resetting the wide receiver in the Chargers, because they haven't really been doing much, which, I mean, they're both good, but they both keep getting injured. And if anything, I would just want to bring in some guys that are non-injury prone.
Yeah.
Which I understand, like, now you don't have any weapons, but this surely means that they're drafting a receiver. They can't go tackle. They can't go tight end, but yeah, I don't. What do you think? What do you think they're good doing?
Man, it's neighbors at five. I thought they were the team to trade back because, you know, they had so many needs that could solve later. But now I'm just like, well, neighbors, you're a Charger, buddy. Like, that just makes the most sense. I just saw someone throw out there them trade up to three with the Patriots. You know, jump Carolina, or not Carolina, Arizona, and get Harrison at three. I was like, that would be phenomenal.
That would be a fantastic. If they do that, that makes up for the Williams and Allen move on.
Yes.
Because Harrison is a great talent, and it would be smart, because the Cardinals will be taking Harrison, I feel, unless they take Joe Alt. But then you take, if you want Harrison, you're moving up to three. And it would be kind of smart for the Patriots, because the Chargers would be giving up a lot. And Daniels, your guy, will still be there at five.
For sure. I mean, maybe. You don't know with Arizona. Yeah. Well, okay, Arizona doesn't really have a weapon. Actually, now they don't have a weapon. So they would probably just want to stay at their spot.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that playing out like that.
Yeah. I mean, if I was the Chargers, I would. Because they're, I mean, Neighbors is great. He's definitely wide receiver too. Phenomenal receiver. But Harrison is Harrison. He is a dog. Yes. So if you want Harrison, trade up, and I would. If I was the Chargers, I would for sure trade up, because the Herbert and Harrison, I already know who I'm going with for winning that division if they draft Harrison.
It doesn't matter to me now. The Chiefs just got a weapon, another weapon. I still think it's no matter what.
Yeah, after that Hollywood Brown move, actually thinking about
it. I'm like, they're definitely going to three. Like, I'm not going to say they're definitely, because stuff can happen, but the three-peat is not unlikely now.
Yeah, and they still have Snead on the roster. Like, I mean, they're expected to move on from him, but
I think they keep him. If I'm being honest, I don't see him going.
I would. You had money to sign Hollywood Brown. Your bad position was receiver. You already got a good receiver. And I think Hollywood Brown is a very talented receiver also. So
he just can't stay healthy. That's his issue.
But I
man.
A lot of targets will be taken off of Kelsey and Brown, so they'll be divided from like different guys. Yeah. So I think Brown won't be injured as much.
I think also the greatest news of all time is the Chiefs will not go, hopefully not go wide receiver at 32 now.
Yeah.
That, them picking Brown over a wide receiver in this draft class, I think should be a sigh of relief for everybody, like completely everybody involved. I would rather draft a guy in this class than sign Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if Thomas fell there, but
never. I would take, if Mitchell's there, Mitchell, gosh. I mean, I don't think Mitchell will end up being there, but like he could potentially be there, and that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I know you're not a big Mitchell guy, so.
No, I'm a huge Mitchell guy. What are you talking about?
Sorry, you're not a Mitchell guy at all.
Oh, yeah.
But they could take tackle there. I could definitely see one of the top six tackles.
Yeah, I could see that. They need that right tackle help.
Yeah, and if a tackle does fall, the Chiefs are complete. You hate to say it, but I think they're complete. If no one can beat them, if no one could have beat them last year, then this year's not looking much better. Unless Chris Jones just magically falls off.
Kelsey, I mean, he got paid. That happens.
Yeah. Kelsey just falls off. I don't know, but yeah, it's just the Chiefs are looking nice. I'd be so happy if I'm a Chiefs fan personally.
I'm just looking at the news. My goodness. So my biggest reason I've been upset is the stupid Calvin Ridley drama crap. It was the Patriots and it was the Jaguars for the entirety of the week. And suddenly, poof, the Titans offer $23 million and they don't have state income tax. So, poof, they instantly have the best offer automatically. And so it's just cooked.
Yeah. I don't like that move for the Titans.
Complete overpay on his part.
You go ahead.
Yeah, sixth highest paid wide receiver. And he's their wide receiver, too, technically on the roster in some people's eyes. So, man. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say he's the sixth highest. But now I feel like they don't have to really – now, if I'm the Titans, hopefully Joe Alt falls.
Joe Alt, dude, that'd be phenomenal. I think he will fall right now. Yeah. Well, no. Giants.
Yeah. It just depends on if they have him higher.
Fair.
But in our mock draft, we had the Titans taking Rome Odunze.
Yep.
Which I don't think that will happen now.
No. Okay. So literally, let's review our top 10. It was Caleb.
May.
and then yeah, no, it was Caleb Daniels and then May.
No, it was.
Did you do it that way? I could have sworn we did it the other way because of just how.
No, because I had the number two and I took May.
Okay. Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it right. Yeah. Okay, I just looked at it. Yeah, you took Williams, May. I took May, then Daniels, then Harrison, Joe Alt, Neighbors, Adunze, Dallas Turner, Penn State tackle, J.C. Latham, and yeah, that's our top 10.
Okay. I could see
the Falcons still taking
Turner. I could see those top three picks being about the same, all three quarterback. Pick four is definitely still wide receiver. Pick five will be wide receiver. Pick six is either wide receiver or tackle. Pick seven is probably tackle. Pick eight is definitely still Dallas Turner. Pick nine, I don't know what the Bears do there. They could probably trade back, honestly.
Yeah. I would still take Fashanu.
Yeah. And pick 10 there. Is definitely a tackle.
Do you want to talk about the Bears since they have been making some moves?
They've been cooking.
One thing I'm not the biggest fan of is DeAndre Swift. He didn't really perform in Philadelphia, which they have the best run blocking in the NFL. And he didn't really perform. He did have those two great weeks. 1 week or something like that.
It was a few weeks where he had like standout games for like over 100 something yards.
Yeah, he cooked against the Vikings on that Thursday night football game. I don't like that move, but trading for Allen, I like. What makes me scared for the Bears is what they're thinking. They're like, okay, we'll give Fields some weapons and then keep Fields, draft Harrison or trade back, and then Caleb.
I think it's Caleb.
Yeah, I think it is too, but I could see a world where the Bears do that. And, because Fields' trade value is going down so bad.
It doesn't exist. They need to get rid of him any way they can for his sake, in my opinion. Like, just stop doing him dirty, get whatever value you can take, and send him wherever they're offering right now. Which, frankly, I see like a sixth or seventh, like we saw with Mac Jones.
Yeah, I saw a report that he could be a backup this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do with any of these guys, like Zach, Mac, and Justin, all three of them. I mean, they aren't good, but they'd still be backup. I wouldn't start them.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely need to trade Fields no matter what. You get Williams and draft a tackle or receiver there at 9 or 10.
9. I think actually... Nine. They might go defense, now that I'm thinking about it, you know? Like, they buffed up that offense so much, it could just be a defensive player.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah. Who would you take? Murphy?
I was going to say, I mean, Mitchell, I'd play around with that, maybe. Maybe an edge rusher. I don't feel like there's any guy worth top 10 besides Turner, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, I do want to point this out because I'm looking at it. I did say last week that Saquon was going to stay East Coast, and I did mention Philadelphia, and then boom, it happened. So
I did not think he would go in the same division, but a lot of players are going in the same division.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Like Queen to the Steelers.
That was a good move.
gosh, dude. You don't like I had no expectations. I thought, okay, we were gonna draft a linebacker at the third or fourth, second, I don't know. And then, you know, they're gonna be average or below average, whatever. But like signing Queen was a phenomenal deal, and we didn't even overpay for him either. That's the thing. $41 million, 3 year, $41 million.
Good deal.
Beautiful deal. And we traded Deontay Johnson. Yeah. Which I like. A lot of people don't like, though.
It wasn't a good move for you. The value-wise, it wasn't a good move for y'all, but it was a good move for the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Great move for the Panthers. But I don't know. I just wanted him out of the locker room. Because he wasn't the best locker room guy.
Yeah, from what you told me. Yeah.
But the Panthers are spending a lot of money as well.
They've cooked.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely cooking. They're definitely trying to build that offensive lineup, which I think they overpaid for both of their guys.
Oh, yes. $20 million a year for Hunt? Like, are you kidding me? That was so bad. It's like a Madden move. Like a super player-friendly deal that you'd send out.
Yeah, they like $100 million. Wonder where he ranks on the offensive.
I think he's close to top 10, I think. That's a complete guess.
Offensive line pay highest. You want to talk about the Patriots?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we can. I'm just so hesitant because there's so much. Okay, I'll start with our my favorite move, or second favorite move. Goodbye, Mac Jones. Goodbye. I was ecstatic for any value, and we got a sixth, and I was like, yes, perfect. That made me so happy. I thought we were going to be cooking, and we still have top two most money in free agency and have yet to make a notable move, besides re-signing Michael Owinu, which was my favorite move of the offseason. I'm upset. I won't lie. I'm disappointed.
Why are you upset?
Because we have so much money, and for what? Like, there's been these guys that go off the table, and we're not even what feels like putting our hand in the bag of chips, or even throwing our chips on the table. It feels like.
Yeah, y'all could have definitely overpaid for Ridley.
I mean, we offered $22 million. That one I wasn't that upset about. What else do you want us to do? They offered $23 million and no state income tax. They just had the better deal. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. I understand. I wouldn't want to play Ridley more than $23 million anyway. I wouldn't want to pay him $20 million.
Yeah. I understand you overpay him. Because I feel like in free agency, you always overpay players.
Yes, which is why it's better to draft and develop than it is to deal with free agency with veterans.
Yeah, and the Titans need a receiver.
Yeah. I mean, they did and they didn't. They didn't need one that badly for, you know, what they paid. But Levis did say he did want Ridley, so their GM did what he was asked and brought in the guy that their quarterback wanted.
He said that?
Yeah, it was on some Titans thing. I forgot. My friend was showing it to me the other day.
Well, I know we're jumping around, but the Jaguars, oh my gosh, they are burning their food right now.
They're Oh, yes, we're going to pick Gabe Davis over Calvin Ridley. What? Who's running that front office? An idiot? Like, I'm seriously questioning their decision-making at the moment.
Yeah, it's just
Davis over. They're picking a wide receiver, 100% within the first 2 days. But Gabe Davis, over Ridley is nuts. You're paying Gabe Davis $16 million a year. I wouldn't have signed Gabe Davis. I would have brought back Ridley.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's
amazing. Apparently, they only offered $20 million a year, while the other two offered $22 and $23. So, you know.
Yeah.
Titans had jumped in when they did. He would have been a Patriot. But, yeah. What were you saying?
The Jaguars re-signing their offensive line, which I don't like.
It freed up cap space, actually.
It did, but like their offensive line is bad,
and it true.
Didn't get any better. So it's like, well, that meant absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But they did get Eric Armstead, which I did like.
I did like that. I liked them bringing back Josh Allen as well. I know that was a while ago, but I did like that.
Yeah.
I'm jumping back to the Panthers. I'm sorry. The Brian Burns dilemma.
Oh.
Dude.
Yeah.
They could have gotten two firsts a year ago. And a second.
Yeah, like, why didn't you trade him earlier?
Why didn't you just trade him in the Bears trade? That was the other offer they had on the table. Was instead of Moore, they just switch it with Burns. You'd have a wide receiver for Bryce already. You would have gotten the number one overall pick. And frankly, you'd have your second round. You'd still have the same selections and everything. And you'd still have a wide receiver.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and
Bryce's even first year wouldn't have been bad.
Yeah, I agree. And even if they would have traded him in the middle of the year, it would have been a better deal.
And then the Giants, dude, trading for him was not the right move. Maybe a hot take. They're not in the position for that right now.
Yeah.
$30 million a year, I think they overpaid the crap out of Brian Burns. I don't even think he's the top, what do you say, 3, 4, or 5 edge rusher?
Yeah, he's like a tier 2 edge rusher.
Yeah. So I wouldn't even say top 5 for sure. I don't know why they're paying him $30 million a year. Hollywood Brown, wait. Oh, no, he's not wearing, he might be wearing number 5 with the Chiefs. Totally random, I just saw it on Twitter though. He posted it actually, so I guess he's wearing 5.
Well,
I guess that's just going to be so annoying to deal with.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes tweeted out a smiley face.
I did see that in reference to it.
Yeah, you would be happy, Mahomes.
I'd be happy too. I'd tweet out a smiley face if we signed him. Shoot, I'm not even the quarterback.
Dude, is this how the Patriots felt?
What do you mean?
Like, y'all wouldn't do anything in free agency, but y'all would always be good. Well, the 2008 offseason, y'all signed Randy Moss.
It was 2007, but yeah, we signed Randy Moss. We traded for Randy Moss.
Oh, well.
For like a fourth, by the way. So like the Keenan Allen trade.
So you're saying Cale Williams will be Tom Brady and Keenan Allen will be Randy Moss. They're going to break that record. Confirmed. No,
that offense, that Bears team, we'll need to do a full ranking, like, once everything's said and done, because our rankings are going to be completely switched up.
Yeah, this might be a hot take, but I could see the Bears winning that division.
No, it's not even a hot take. I think I do still have the Lions right now after buffing up that defense like we said they needed to, but I could see it.
Yeah.
I don't.
That division. A lot of divisions will be so fun.
I want to beat Mahomes. I don't need a back-to-back-to-back. I don't need to see that on Twitter for 6 months after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. This NFL season is going to be so much fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's been so many crazy moves. Jumping around even more, Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. How do you feel?
I mean, it makes our mock draft even more invalid, but
I mean, loved for it. The Falcons, no.
I thought it was an overpay, but I loved the move.
Yeah, it was a crazy overpay because you remember reportedly they weren't willing to give Lamar $200 million.
Crazy.
But give Kirk $180 million for 4 years. He's already 34, 35. I don't like.
Kirk is the free agency merchant. He's made $400 million in his career.
Yeah, and only won one playoff game?
Yeah. Bro's a business.
I'm a big Kirk fan myself, personally, but...
I understand
why the Falcons overpaid for him, because they needed a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in Rondale Moore. So I do like this team. This team could be a dangerous team.
Yes, they will win that division for sure. Unless Kirk just ends up not being Kirk anymore, they will win that division.
Yeah. Because Achilles injuries years ago were like no coming back from, but now you've seen players come back from it. Like Kevin Durant.
He almost came back in a year.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I think he will be fine.
I'm going to jump to another quarterback. Baker, what do you think of the Baker deal?
I understand it because you need a quarterback. Like, mm-hmm. I understand. But he's not going to do anything for you.
Okay.
He didn't have a good end of the year.
He won a playoff game.
Well, he won a play. I was talking regular season. Mm-hmm. Regular season, he didn't have a good end of the year. Postseason, he played pretty good. He won a playoff game. Beat the fraudulent Eagles, even with Mike Evans and their Bucks receivers dropping everything imaginable.
Yep.
But the Bucks, this is kind of rare to see from the Bucks. You lose your star quarterback. You came off a winning season or winning the Super Bowl, and you have all these older guys. Usually they would go back chase, I feel, but they're just staying with the Bucs and determined to win another one, but which I don't think they will do.
Okay, here's a hot take. I like Baker re-signing with the Bucs more than I did Kirk Cousins signing with the Falcons. I think Baker, at his point, has a better chance to win a Super Bowl than Kirk Cousins does.
Wow, that is a very hot take.
I'm sure it is, but like, Baker has more playoff wins. He has more playoff experience. He's younger, and he's not coming off an Achilles injury. And his team isn't bad at all either. That division, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, those two teams will be going head-to-head. I forgot they're in the same division for a minute there.
Yeah. 3 year, $115 million.
Was it 115? Really? I thought it was 100. Yeah.
That's what CBS Sports is saying, oh. $115
million. Okay. I was just looking. Rap Sheet said it was 3 year. 100 mil. I think the bonus was 15 million.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's probably it.
I like his deal more, though, because he gets 30 this year, 30 next year, and then they can get rid of him. Well, maybe it's after this year. It might be after this year, but they can get out of the contract after this year and not have to deal with the 30 and then another 40 if he does bad, which I don't think he'll do bad, but yeah.
Yeah. It's just Baker. I just don't see a world where he can win a Super Bowl.
I think he has just as good a shot as Kirk Cousins does.
Yeah, but also I don't think he can win a Super Bowl. That's fair. The deal. Or but, I like him going to the Falcons, but yeah. I don't think he can win a Super Bowl.
I think Baker puts the Bucs right now in the best chance they can to succeed, and that's just how teams work, is they want their best chance they can to succeed, and that's with Baker right now. And the team loves Baker. The coach loves Baker, so they wanted to keep Baker.
Yeah, everyone loves Baker, and I understand the move. I truly do understand it because everyone loved Baker. Who else are you going to get? So I do understand the deal for Baker. But, yeah.
Okay. I haven't gotten to ask you really much about this. It's another quarterback. The Russell Wilson stuff. It involves your team. So what do you think?
It reminds me of the Mitch Trubisky, which I'm not comparing him to Mitch Trubisky. I just don't think it's like a mover. It's a needle mover. I don't think he can bring us a Super Bowl. And it's just funny how the Steelers said, our owner or our GM said, in Kenny Pickett we trust. Clearly, we don't trust Kenny Pickett. We don't. And it's okay to – I mean, you can't say that out loud. You can't, like, go out and say, hey, we don't trust Kenny Pickett. But just don't say anything. Be like, hey, the quarterback room is competitive. Like, something along those lines. Don't go out and say – don't give Steelers fans false hope that Kenny Pickett's going to be QB1. Because, honestly, I don't – think he will be QB1 next year. I think we'll go into the season with Russell Wilson, which I don't mind. I don't mind, and the deal was great, so I like this move for us because of the what-ifs, you know. You never know. Russell Wilson could go back to the 2014 season with the Seahawks and just play out of his mind. But we got to give them weapons, so.
That's fair.
What do you think about it?
Honestly, what'd y'all sign him for? Like a million? 1.2 like million?
1.5, yeah, something like that.
And the Broncos are still having to pay him and everything. I like the move, and like you said, he's probably going to be your starter. You're only paying your starting quarterback, your veteran starting quarterback, $1.2 million a year. That is worth it, in my opinion. Like, it's worth the shot more than anything else. Like you said, because it has upside. It has potential. Personally, I think you'll need to bring in another weapon for the guy now. That's about it. And then y'all be fine. But George Pickens this year is probably going to have a phenomenal season. Like, I would invest in George Pickens.
Yeah, I agree. We got to invest. Because he has more upside than Pickett.
Yeah.
Pickens is our guy for the future. I think he can be wide receiver one. Still he truly, truly can.
Still can't believe the Patriots picked Tyquan Thornton. I apparently he's beefing up and is looking better, but I still can't believe we picked him over Pickett, dude. That was crazy.
I mean, you should have just knew he was going to be a dog whenever you saw him. Whenever he got drafted and whenever he shoved the guy in Georgia, like, you should have knew by then. You were like, he's our guy. And when I saw that, I was like, he is our guy. And I was happy about it. And I think this is going to be a lot like the – I'm trying to compare this offense to some – kind of like the Titans offense. I really think it will be like the Titans. Run heavy, play action – because we have two good running backs. Jalen Warren, I would make a case for running back one. He's an absolute unit. He does everything Harris does
better. He complements Harris really well. Harris is more of that, like, strong guy you need to break, like, to hit the middle, and then Warren's your outside guy. It was like Pollard and Zeke, you know? It was like that
kind of
thing.
And I think Warren can do that. I think he can go up the middle. He can truck the guys. He can be your guy. But I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Russell Wilson. I'm debating on whether to get a Russell Wilson jersey.
That'd be, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it'd be kind of fire. I wish I had that right now. Hey,
yeah, I mean,
at least my Kendrick Bourne jersey is valid for 3 more years, right? I mean, there's something.
Hey.
That made me happy.
Yeah, but your Mac Jones jersey.
It was an off-brand jersey anyway. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine then. I'm probably going to buy a Kirk Cousins Vikings jersey.
Fair.
Because, dude. Oh, they're on sale for $70. Oh, no. My God.
Oh, I thought they were going to be like 20. I was like, I'll cop that right now. Oh,
dude. It's only in double XL, triple XL.
You know what who I didn't see that the Jaguars signed?
Who?
Darnell Savage. I did not know they signed him.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Not a bad one.
Yeah, I mean, good pickup, but, like, it's not helping y'all's team, though. It's not helping the Jags.
Yeah. All right. I want to review this with you. The Bears, in return for the first overall pick in 2023, received Darnell Wright, Keenan Allen, Tyquan Stevenson, DJ Moore, the first overall this year, and a 2025 second round pick.
Wait, why do you say this year's first?
This year's first overall, because they got that with the trade with last year.
But, sorry. Why do you say the Keenan Allen?
Because the fourth round pick they traded was one that they got from the Panthers trade.
Oh.
Ryan Poles, yes. Is he? Wow, I need a guy like that in my front office, apparently. Because
yeah, he's
Patriots ain't making anything like that.
But we thought he was cooking last year.
True, he's still cooking.
But, I mean, this year they gotta make the playoffs. It's simple as that.
Yeah, I think with Caleb you do that.
Yeah, with the standards we're keeping Williams, he's gonna be disappointing. The way people are talking about him,
I feel like he could
throw for 3,800 yards, 26 touchdowns, and like 13 interceptions, and that would be a disappointing year. And I would not consider that a disappointing year for a rookie. But for Caleb, it would be a disappointing year.
That's fair.
But Ryan Poles is just absolutely cooking.
Cooking.
Well, Christian Wilkins to the Raiders.
I liked it for the Raiders defense, but I didn't like the place. Like, I don't feel like... I mean, I like it for the team because it was a need. You know, it was like a really big need, actually. I thought that was one of the top needs. But I didn't like the fact that it was how much, like, he got and where he went. I'm like, they're not going to win anything. Why are you signing there? Or why are they signing him for this much?
Yeah, I saw a comparison that was like the Raiders or the Giants made a Raiders move.
That's accurate.
That's pretty accurate. No quarterback. No true offense. Free Davante Adams, please.
Mm-hmm. Patriots, send a fourth over. Work for Keenan Allen, gosh darn it, please.
Yeah.
Rip the Chargers offense though, man. I keep thinking about that. Oh my gosh. Poor, like, we wanted Herbert to do just so good, and now he's got nothing. Freaking Harbaugh.
Nope.
Maybe Harbaugh sucks. Who knows? We don't know.
Let Harbaugh cook.
I'm letting him cook. But
this is just a scheme.
This is just gross right now.
He's cooking up a masterclass. And
he's cooking better than the Patriots are.
Dude, a team that's not cooking is the Cowboys. Have literally done nothing.
They've signed one guy. They stole him from a guy or another team last minute. And then apparently they might bring back Zeke, but that's the only two moves I've seen.
Nah, yep, that's America's team.
The team that actually really is cooking right now, though, is the Texans.
The Texans? Oh, yeah. My gosh, yes.
They have cooked all offseason.
Yeah, they are trying to make a push for the Super Bowl.
They're a top three team. I said it before. I'll say it again. They're a top three team in the AFC right now.
Chiefs, Ravens,
Texans.
Yeah. I like that. Bills? Mm-mm. After this offseason, maybe no.
No. I think Bengals have more of a say in that than the Bills do.
Oh, brother. Bengals.
They still have him. They still have T. Higgins. He's still on the roster, so you can't knock that spot on the roster.
Dude, I think T. Higgins should go to the Bengals. Or not the Bengals. Jacksonville.
You say Jacksonville?
Yeah.
No way. T. Higgins, their offense isn't there yet.
But T. Higgins played with Trevor Lawrence. I would send an offer over.
What, like your second round pick?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that. But they didn't want to give up their second round pick. Maybe that was why. Who knows?
Yeah, but you need a weapon for Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be – he was getting this Caleb hype.
Well, yeah.
Maybe a little around, less.
Every 2-3 years, they throw around the word generational with a quarterback. It's not even funny. Watch.
But Trevor
Lawrence – or something, they're going to throw that word around with him in 2 years.
But I remember watching Trevor Lawrence against Alabama, Clemson versus Alabama, national championship, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this quarterback is really talented. He was mm-hmm. a sophomore. And he was phenomenal. When you give Trevor Lawrence that weapons, he can cook. And I think you can keep Christian Kirk. You need T. Higgins. You need an offensive line. It's just Jacksonville has fallen off.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. They need – I feel like offensive line will be their first target and the wide receiver will be their second target, you know?
Yeah.
Like, now that I've looked at the maybe corner, I guess, is kind of still a need.
Yeah, their defense, yeah.
Yeah, their defense is overall fine. Now, I'm going to move because I feel like we've talked about them a lot.
I have a hot take for the Jaguars.
All right.
The Jaguars are like the Giants.
Okay.
But with a worse defense and obviously a better quarterback. Like, no defense Giants. That's what the Jags are.
No, because they have better weapons.
They do have more weapons, but they are on a downhill. They were in the playoffs 2 years ago, and they're just on a downhill spiral. Nothing.
Yeah, I can. Okay, I can understand that. Okay, I have a hot take. The 2021 NFL quarterback class is one of the worst we've seen.
Yeah, besides Lawrence, I still like Lawrence. But I agree. Wilson, Lance, Jones.
Fields. All are backups now.
Yeah, like, yeah. Hey, Fields isn't a backup quite yet.
He will be.
Yeah. And, dude, Trey Lance is still basically a rookie in my eyes.
Poor guy. Like, we talk about him occasionally, too. It's like, poor dude. He didn't even get a shot. The Niners did him so dirty. He got that one game. It was in the rain. That was the only game he got to be judged on. That wasn't fair. Dude,
yeah, if I was the Vikings, I would be like, hey, Cowboys, I'll give you a 6 for Trey Lance.
I think that was talked about earlier in the offseason.
Because you just don't know with him. Like, you literally have no idea with him. Like, zero clue.
Now, speaking of the Vikings, they need a quarterback, okay? J.J. McCarthy, you are a Minnesota Viking. Two, they signed a good running back, finally, after losing Dalvin Cook. And then they still have an offense, and they cooked on defense.
Yeah. Brian Flores is going to have a lot of fun over there. Yeah. What was I going to say? Vikings. Yes, they signed Aaron Jones. I like older running back, but he had a dog season this past season. Finally got a running back, but you need a quarterback. You need a quarterback. I would call these guys. There are plenty of guys that are open or that are.
Ronald.
Sam Darnold. Oh, wait. Yeah, they did sign Sam Darnold. No, don't go. Dude, if you're going in the season with Sam Darnold, trade for Trey Lance. Mm-hmm. Like, just the what ifs, you know. Trey Lance could be the next generational quarterback. He's a very smart guy, so. You just don't know with him.
Have y'all made any other big moves besides the Russ thing? Well, Queen, but anything else?
No. We've re-signed a couple guys. But
okay, that's what we've done too. We signed Uche back, which I loved. So 1 year, $3 million deal for Uche.
That's good.
That felt like such a steal. And we also released Devontae Parker. I needed that. I needed that this offseason. That was like, I want us to sign people, but us getting rid of him, just perfect.
Yeah. Another team that's actually cooking in free agency is the Packers.
Yes. They signed McKinney.
Jacobs.
And Jacobs.
Got the safety need. Didn't really need a need at running back, but after you lost Jones, now you do. So you got a running back. He is a little injury prone, but he'll have a better offensive line. So I'm not too worried. Jordan Love. The Packers are scary. This team could cook.
Top three team in the NFC, like we said.
I hate these teams that are always like, I can't say much.
Man, they're the same division.
Yeah, but they found their next guy at quarterback for the 75th year.
Yeah,
it's truly just, it's a three-way division.
Right now. I mean, the Vikings could cook. We don't know. We don't know what they might do.
They still have Justin Jefferson, which I've seen people on Twitter say they should trade Jefferson.
That'd be the dumbest.
There's been like rumors, which I've seen the like top team for him to go is the Chargers, which, oh my gosh, that's not a possibility in my opinion. But if he goes to the Chargers, that'd be phenomenal.
I've seen Bengals.
I've actually seen Bengals. Top.
I need that. Trade T. Higgins and then like the first this year and like their second next year for Jefferson.
Terrible deal. That's an awful deal.
For the Vikings, yeah. I don't know. I was just throwing something out there. But it'd be amazing.
Oh no, I'm just saying that because I'm a Steelers fan. That was a great deal. I would hate, oh my gosh, that team would be scary.
It'd be the LSU offense.
Yeah, you'd have an injury-prone quarterback at quarterback, too.
So the guy with Russell Wilson. Come on now. We'll do that.
Yeah, I can't talk much. You want to say our top three teams that, like, really cooked to this offseason?
Yeah, sure. And then our three winners, AFC and NFC combined, or just, like,
yeah, just overall, like.
Okay, and then we'll do like the three that we thought sucked the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to go first?
I'll start. I with my cooking team, my number one cooking team is the Texans. Texans, yes. They already won a playoff game.
Okay.
Which they weren't expected to. People didn't really like the Will Anderson trade. Neither did I, but that was a great deal. And then you got this young talent. CJ Stroud's on a cheap deal. Anderson's on a cheap deal. this is your year to buy in, and they're buying in, and it's looking really good.
Yes.
Is that thunder?
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're picking that up from me, I'm sorry. It's bad. It's like right outside right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I hope that wasn't too loud for the listeners. I can't really control that though.
I knew it was supposed to thunder tonight, but dang. But yeah, I think the Texans are buying in phenomenally.
Fair. Fair, fair. So that's your one?
Yeah, that's my one.
Okay. Man, see, there's been some really good cooking going on this offseason, I won't lie. Like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, man, who do I want to say? At one, at least. Okay. I feel like I have to agree with you. I gotta be honest. Like, I think it's the Texans.
Yeah, it's... They're just... It's... Bringing in Ryan's was a phenomenal idea.
Yes.
It's working. Just fantastic. But you want to say you're a loser?
My first loser. Easily, the Cowboys.
Okay, yeah, 110% agree.
Like, they're the biggest loser so far because they haven't done anything. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and you're so, quote-unquote, so close, but you're just not doing anything. Why? Like, Cowboys fans, hot take, they should rebuild.
I think a partial, at least. My least favorite thing they've done is the rumors about Dak right now. Like,
what are the rumors about Dak?
$60 million a year.
Oh.
Like, no thanks.
Yeah, that's not anything crazy.
Do you got your second winner right now?
Yeah, I would say the Bears.
Bears.
Yeah.
They were on my loop until that Allen trade.
Yeah, I agree, but them trading Allen was a great move.
That was definitely, that's what pushed him over for me.
And you need to trade Williams. I can't think, maybe there's another winner that, oh, Packers. Wait, no.
Packers were my second winner, so.
Yeah, no, they're my second winner. Never mind. I just totally forgot. Yeah, Packers are number two.
Yeah.
The same thing with the Texans. Young team, bring in guys. It's just,
they've done it well.
They drafted well. And it's cooking. It's working. It's working. So great offseason so far for the Packers. They got their needs. They still have some needs, but nothing too crazy. But yeah. Okay. Who's your second loser?
My second loser. So I agree with you on all that with the Packers. I feel like, you know, they got rid of Aaron Jones. They brought back in a younger running back, so they'll have a longer term for running back, less worry. They have a backup now. They still have a backup. They kept AJ Dillon. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah.
But my second loser, ooh. Okay. Huh. That's tough. Second loser. It's not like we're the biggest loser, but Patriots are on the losing side.
Yeah, I kind of like that because
I don't think we're a top two loser, but I would put us on the losing side, and I can't really think of a team that I'd put right now.
Giants.
Giants. Actually, I would put Giants as my second loser. Then they did an unnecessary signing of Brian Burns. They don't have an offense. They didn't fix up the defense like they needed to, or not the defense, the offensive line. They didn't bring back Saquon or even offer him, and they didn't fix up that secondary. They have done nothing we said they needed to do, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't hate them losing Barkley.
I didn't either. But because... at the same time, I hate it more than them re-signing Daniel Jones. I feel like they should have prioritized that over Barkley last offseason.
Yeah, I don't hate it for the fact that it's just they aren't in a spot to win. So it's like why re-sign a running back that you shouldn't really pay in the first place? Because, well, you should pay Barkley, but you have bigger holes. Get Jones some weapons if you really want to keep Jones.
Which they didn't do.
So I don't know. It's just, I would hate to be a Giants fan. This season is going to be rough for them.
Yes.
They could be, the reason they're not going to be like a horrendous team is for the fact that their defense is going to be really good.
Their front seven is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the rest, I don't know.
Yeah. Are there any big moves we're missing? Wait.
Henry to the Ravens, I feel like.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm surprised we did not talk about that. Yeah, Henry to the Ravens.
That was phenomenal. Like, incredible. I don't think he's going to be the same, but, like, good deal.
Yeah, I don't expect him to, like, run this 1,500-yard season, but I do expect some productivity.
1,000 yards. 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I think he could get there easily. So, it's going to be scary. The Ravens are going to be very, very scary.
Yes. I think we texted about it a little bit.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I have another loser. I don't know. I mean, I might have another winner. I'm looking through it right now. But I do have another loser.
Oh, yeah. Who's your loser?
The Bills.
Yeah, I understand why they're a loser. I understand why you're putting them there, but also I understand why.
I understood why they did what they did, but I also don't agree with not fixing it right back up after doing what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got it. They were in so much cap hell that they had to do something.
I agree, yeah. I just feel like they needed to fix it back up afterward. I mean, they brought in a wide receiver who I feel like has the same upside as Gabe Davis. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have a third winner?
I would be – sorry. Their defense – sorry, I was just thinking about the Bills. Their defense will be
– shredded.
Very poor.
Swiss cheese. That's the best way to put it. Is there going to be Swiss – when they play the Dolphins, absolute Swiss cheese.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's no – yeah. But my third winner – would have to probably say the Ravens.
Ravens. I like that.
They got rid of OBJ, which I didn't see till the other day, actually.
I thought he was already a free agent. Was I on like this weird page where I saw that he had only signed a 1-year deal with the Ravens for $15 million? I swore he was a free agent.
Yeah, maybe. But he's not with the Ravens anymore.
Yes.
So, the reason I'm putting them as the third winner is for the fact it's because of the Henry deal. Because that RPO in Baltimore is going to be so scary. The backfield's gonna be elite. They did lose Queen, but I don't think it's as big of a loss. Honestly, I mean, it still blows that they lost him, but I don't.
They'll replace him. They'll be okay.
Yeah. You still got Roquan Smith there
for sure. I'm trying to
trade for Mac.
Yeah.
Oh my. Whoa.
Low key, I think my third winner right now is probably Carolina.
I could understand that because
they did well. They fixed up the defense. They brought in the line. They brought in a weapon, and they're doing every. I'm meaning offseason in general. I'd put them in the winner category, just because everything they've done so far has been to help Bryce, and it looks like it's a positive direction.
Yeah, they overpaid a little, but that's what you got to do in free agency.
Yes, I was gonna say that's what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to build around Bryce Hall or
Bryce Hall.
Yeah, I don't know why I just said Bryce Hall. Why am I? Dude, I gotta cut that. No, I'm not cutting. But Bryce Young,
I'm not a fighter. I never claimed to be a fighter. Yeah, Bryce Young.
Totally. But Bryce Young. But Bryce Hall in that offense.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bryce Young is. You got to build around Bryce Young. You got to bring in weapons. You got to bring in one more receiver, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say a second round. No, well, third round guy, because you don't need a number one. I mean, I think Mingo finally gets a shot to play well now that he has somebody who can take all the heat off, and he can play his actual position. I think they grab a guy third round.
I like that. Yeah, draft a guy. Hopefully he turns out good. Worst case scenario, he'd be wide receiver 3.
Yeah.
In this draft class, I think a wide receiver that far in worst case scenario is wide receiver 3.
Yeah, I mean, this draft class, I say the word generational is thrown around too much, but the wide receiver draft class itself is generational this year. Like, it is spectacular. When we do our rankings, I'll tell you all my grade round-wise. I got a lot of – it's at least 12 guys. I think it's about 12 guys that I have ranked in the first two rounds.
Yeah, I like that.
Just saw this. Love seeing this because it doesn't make me mad at all. The Patriots called about 6-time Pro Bowler Keenan Allen, but a 4th-round pick was too rich for New England's taste. I love hearing that. But he's also 30-something years old and getting $20 million this year.
What else have y'all spent money on, though?
We have 40-something million. We re-signed Michael Owenu, which was just such a W. But unless we do – the only way the Patriots become a winner of the offseason is they fix the offensive line and then add some defensive pieces. Like maybe, I don't know, add in Chase Young. Like if you can do something like that, sure, I'll put you on the winner side. But otherwise, no. And if we didn't mention y'all's team today – good news. You're not a winner and you're not a loser. You're just doing well. So I guess that puts you as a winner.
Commanders.
I put them as a winner.
They've been cooking up an average team.
Yeah.
But one thing I do really like. This might be a little crazy. Sam Howell to the Seahawks. Oh my gosh, I love that trade.
Dude, that was phenomenal. I almost put the Seahawks as one of our winners just for that. I think he's
still playing. Yeah, I love Sam Howell. I do really like Sam Howell.
I think he starts over Geno by the end of the year.
Wow, very hot.
Geno's not that good. He's really not.
Yeah, but you think he's worse than Sam
Howell? Had Bieniemy as his OC. You're giving him a real OC with a real offensive line, I mean, he had real wide receivers, but, like, you know, he has the combination all through with Seattle and just real coaching. So
Sam Howell's bringing him to a divisional round.
Sam Howell gives him the best chance right now.
Yeah. I really like that. It's a very small move that went through. Desmond Ridder got traded. Which I was high on Desmond Ridder entering this season. He trapped me. But are we missing any more
moves? I don't know if we are. I was looking at cap space and stuff. I was trying to look at players. I'm trying to see guys still on the board. Who's still available? Do you know of anybody available?
I am about to look it up.
I got it up. Let's see. Guys still available are...
Za'Darius Smith?
Yes. So, Tannehill. Oh, a loser right now. Right now, the Broncos.
Yeah. But they don't have any money.
I know. But, like, they're just a slight loser. Not even a big one.
They're an 0-17 watch team next year, honestly.
So are the Patriots right now. It's okay.
I mean, okay, but y'all are in room to draft a quarterback.
So are they.
So y'all are at least going to get one winner. What?
So are they, technically.
But a top three guy, which...
Yeah. Okay, speaking of top, top guy's still available. Mike Williams, still available. Xavier Howard, Jamal Adams. Not really top guy anymore, but J.C. Jackson. Emmanuel Ogba, still available. Justin Simmons, surprised he hasn't been signed yet. Looking through. Adoree Jackson.
Tyron Smith.
Jerome
Adoree Jackson. Tyler Boyd?
Boyd, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Michael
Thomas, Stephon Gilmore.
Cox,
Young.
I think Cox retired. Young, definitely. Logan Thomas, and not really anymore, but he was a good tight end at one point. Marcus May wouldn't be terrible for a team.
Logan Thomas. Oh, wait, yeah. My fault.
Connor Williams, good center. Trent Brown. Yeah, Doc T didn't
retire. There's still a handful of guys.
Yes, there's still... So even if your team hasn't done anything yet, like Patriots or a couple other teams like the Broncos or whatever, guess what? There's still a lot of guys available. So offseason does not end after this week. Y'all are doing just fine. There is nothing to worry about. There's still moves to be made.
Yeah.
Which I got to think about that
and,
round team.
But, and the draft is still around. Yes. So
Patriots, please draft the wide receiver with the second round pick and the third. Please. Please. Hear my plea.
Take a receiver at one.
No. Don't ruin him.
Actually, not right now. If Daniels goes to, oh my gosh.
Which is unlikely.
Yeah, which is stupid. But.
I mean, I follow the odds, and the odds are in that favor, so I'm going with those odds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any last minute thoughts?
No.
All right.
Free agency's been crazy.
Yes, that's my last thought. Is crazy start to free agency. That first week always goes nuts.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll talk about it throughout the rest of the offseason.
Yeah, bring it up.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or even a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with anything or any takes, let us know down below in the comments. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune into the next one. Peace out.
Peace.